It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
No great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. No Blue Monday here. Because we are praying, and we're praying for the family today. And my son, Rick Gentry, is going to be on the broadcast today. And we're going to be talking about teenagers. We're going to talk about order in the family, talk about discipline, talk about training. And my son works with young people. It's going to be a great broadcast today. We're going to be praying for the family today, particularly for parents and their children, parents, and their teenagers in particular. My son, by the way, has three teenagers right now. So Rick Gentry will be on. It's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. And we are so thankful to have you listening and praying with us. We have passed the 1,000 church mark. We have over 1,000 churches who are represented here on BPN. We have over 700 cities, and now we are calling for 1,000 prayer leaders who will find a place to pray, and will agree with other prayer leaders across America, even other places of the world. And I'll be sending out a list of prayer requests each week, and you will include these in your weekly prayer meetings at least once a week. So anyhow, good to have you listening in. Father, we just agree right now in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here today here on BPN Radio. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll give us ears to hear, anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Whatever you want to do today, speak to us. And we pray, Lord, for all of the families that are listening today. We pray for the parents of teenagers that we'll be praying for today. My son Rick Gentry will be, I'll be interviewing him, and he'll be praying for parents today. We'd like to welcome the prayer leaders. And if you don't, if you have a prayer group and you're not a part of the BPN Prayer Network, you can certainly go to BPNradio.com, BPNradio.com, and we will list you there on our 1,000 prayer leaders. I want to welcome Dr. Tom Luther, Family Worship Center, is leading a prayer group in Columbia, Missouri. Dr. Henry Malone, Vision Life Ministry, leading a prayer group in Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard is leading a prayer group, the Generation Pray Ministry, leading a prayer group in Archer City, Texas. Beth Pitcock has a Facebook prayer group. She's from Waller, Texas. And Dave Rogers is leading a prayer group at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. Gary Patterson, Great Grace Revival Ministries, leading a prayer group in Blairsville, Georgia. Art Evans is leading a prayer group at Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Brad Keller is leading a prayer group at Journey Church at Bethel, Vermont. And Jay Pike is leading a church at The Gate in Oklahoma City, leading a prayer group there. Chuck Pelham's leading a prayer group at New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. Polo De La Cruz leading a prayer group at El Quintro Church in Topeka, Kansas. And Carolyn LeGrand is leading a private group in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And we have others. So if you'd like to participate, you can either start a group and tell us it's a private or public prayer group. And where it's going to be held, we'll list your name. And we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders who will pray with us. Because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so here we are today, and I'm going to be interviewing my son Rick Gentry on the broadcast today. But first of all, Delirious is going to sing, my friend Martin Smith and Delirious, and then we're going to do the Lord's Prayer. In fact, we're going to do the Lord's Prayer and then the song. So here we go.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, oh, forever and ever, forever. Amen!
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true.
Okay, it's good to have today here on BPN Radio a very special person in my life, a man who is the vice president of Breakout Prayer Network and my associate here, Rick Gentry. And Rick, it's a delight to have you here today. And just want to tell you a little bit about my son. He is he's been a high school basketball coach for over 20 years. He's won 511 games and 173 losses, three state titles, one national title, 12 district titles, six-time coach of the year, four Final Four appearances in the state of Texas, two-time Texas All-Star coach. He's coached TCU, Texas Christian University summer basketball camps. He's coached a McDonald's All-American nominee. He's been an athletic director for over 20 years. Coached over 15 years of Shoot the Hoops with Coach G basketball camps. And right now he is home. He is pioneering a homeschool basketball program for all of South Austin, Texas. And he's also the youth leader at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And it's good to have Rick on the broadcast. Rick, good to have you today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Dad. It's an honor for me to be on your radio show, and I'm a big, strong supporter of BPN Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and I know that you have worked with young people for a long time, and you've worked with them on the basketball court, on the football field, and off. And I know you've been a tremendous influence, particularly to a lot of young men that still stay in touch with you after all of these years. You've been such a tremendous influence on their lives. And I don't know of any one person that can be a greater influence on someone else than a basketball, football, baseball coach, or whatever kind of coach it may be, and a youth leader, which you are now working with young people there. Here at Jubilee Christian Center. So I know that there's a lot of parents that are listening today that they have a lot of struggles with their teenage children. I know that you have three teenagers in your home right now. Why do you think that parents are having so much difficulty with their children, particularly their teenagers? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I believe there's some keys to that. You know, there's a huge attack on the family today. Kids are distracted, and they have the world has all kinds of distractions that are on our kids, whether it be video games, texting, Facebook, all the things that are distractions. But I think that a big key would be for the family is communication. Also, the mother and the father being on the same page and working together. And that's one of the biggest challenges is that parents working together for the same goal of their kids is very difficult. We're busy. We have distractions. as well. So I feel that if the parents can get a good game plan, the only way to be successful is that has to happen first. Talking to your kids, sometimes it's awkward as we talk with our kids because we, you know, things were different when we were younger. But anyway, I think there's a lot of hope. I think there's a lot of great things that can happen with communication and parents being on the same page.
Okay, I know that's very, very important, that the discipline factor must still be a factor, and I know that we're having a lot of challenges. I know that you, one reason you've been such a successful basketball, football coach over the years, that you've had a discipline program. And it seems like that we now are living in an anti-discipline society where parents, they don't know what to do with their kids. Many of them have no discipline at school, and then they come home and discipline, you know, they try to put discipline in effect, and it becomes a major problem. So what would you say to parents that say, I've got rebellious kids and I don't know exactly how to discipline them, how to establish guidelines or borderlines for them. As a result, there's a lot of chaos or confusion in my home. There's not peace. And I know that God has called us not to be peacekeepers, but peacemakers. And so how would you address that issue in the home as far as disciplining children and working with spirits of rebellion?
Well, it's just like in football, you know, the running backs get the accolades, but really, if you can't block it, you can't run it. So you have to have those core values, just like you have a strong offensive line. But follow through would be the main thing that I would think that, again, is a challenge unless parents are on the same page. And I know it all comes back to leadership, but I think that, again, we have sat down with our kids, communicated expectations. Some of it is not easy to talk about things with your kids, some topics, some things that they don't really want to comply with. And the other thing would be that after you set some things in motion, that you are able to follow through with that, and that takes discipline on everybody's part. So I would say that that to sit down, go over the game plan, and then talk about, hey, here's how we're going to play the game, get their input, let them speak, let them feel like that they are being heard, that they're not 10 rules on the wall, and you say read these every morning, and if you do these things you're great, and if you don't, it's not going to be good for you. So I believe that there does need to be, again, coming back to the word communication, but the lack of discipline in athletics always gets you beat. The lack of discipline in your home always creates chaos. Either way, you're losing. So to win in your family, you're going to need to establish discipline, and it's not about doing it Monday and then not doing it the rest of the time. You have to practice each day the discipline, and then you have to go back and communicate again, set back down, or you have to say great job, or you have to say, hey, we talked about this, can you get this done? So it starts with little things, but then if I know this, that when my kids, I have four kids, when they were young, a wise man once told me that it's the best way to train is to train early. So we tried to train our children when they were young, and it has paid off for us. We still have to deal with issues just like any other family quite often, especially with four kids. But, two of them are in college now, so it's different conversations. But we look back at the discipline that we started when they were young, and we see that it has paid great dividends today.
Well, I certainly agree with that, Rick. That's wise counsel. And in just a little while, we're going to pray for parents that are having a challenge with their with their teenagers, and also those that maybe have children that they need to be training their kids. I know that you've worked with young people for a long, long time, and I know that you're a youth leader now, and there may be some things that you are observing concerning this generation that we need to pray about. And, you know, you and I both work with Young Preachers International, YPI, reaching out to young people to preach to their generation. But working with young people today, I know it's probably a little different than it was 20 years ago. So what do you see among youth, and how can we reach, how do you believe that we can reach more young people where they're at right now?
Well, the thing that we need to pray about is that, and we need to understand, is that role modeling is so, so important. And it was it's really what I believe God wants us to do. We can see that through, say, our grandparents, our parents, on down, that role modeling is such a can be such a healthy thing for us. And that's what we're trying to do with youth. You know, the thing that the difference 20 years ago and now with youth, people say, well, they don't have a very long attention span. And, you know, the ADD factor is coming into play. What we've found is that just again, if we ask youth questions, get them involved, also let teach them to role model, that they have a long attention span. Or longer than a lot of folks think that that they do. So I just feel like that youth nowadays, again, it goes back to distractions. It is a little bit more of a challenge to get them to focus. So, you know, we work hard on things that to get them to focus in different topics and different things that interest them. So I think meeting the youth where they're at, if you're willing to do that, you can be extremely successful. I know that that's a particularly a big challenge to try to say, hey, you know, swim across the lake and meet me over here. But I think the key is we got to get in the water also and at least meet them halfway.
Well, I believe that. I know also that young people need lots of affirmation and, you know, endorsing. And I know that you have been building all of these years. You've been building champions. I remember when you started with this, like a fifth and sixth or sixth and seventh grade team, and I don't think you lost a game that first season. So you were a success from the start, but you know how to affirm. And I know that affirmation is very important for young people, right?
Well, I think that all of us like positive words. You know, you know, when you are disciplining someone to do it in love, Jesus said, without love, we're nothing. And so we can do a lot of things in life, accomplish a lot of great things, but without love, we're nothing. What does that mean? That means that we need to love one another. Even in discipline, you know, we can lose our cool. We can get upset. I know that it's been hard over the years to love officials, but after years go by, I've worked hard on that. And so there's always a challenging kid, a challenging official. There's always going to be a Goliath in our life. But I do feel that kids really need affirmation. That goes so far. Case in point, the other night at a game, this young man was having a really bad game, turning over the ball, and I was on him quite a bit. But after the game, I just said, hey, great job the second half. The officials and your coach was on you the first half. You did a super job recovering mentally and physically, and you rose above all the turnovers, and you did an outstanding job. Big smile popped on his face. And so that's what it's all about. You can so when you're talking with your kids, say some words to them and see what kind of response you get. Now, there could be that there's it's going to take a while. So you can't just say, well, I tried to love them on Tuesday and they didn't respond. So this has got to be consistent. You've got to break down a bunch of walls. If you've built walls, then, you know, it's going to take time. So understand that, but just keep being consistent in what you're doing.
Well, that's very good, Rick. And I know that that having young people, and particularly in this day and time when there's so many options going on, there's so many distractions, there's so many voices, I know it can be very challenging, but I know that young people are incredible, influential part of our society, and I know you've done such an incredible job not only with your own kids, but also coaching and on the court, off the court, teaching. So why don't you just say a prayer for the parents today? You can just say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit wants you to say, concerning parents that may be having challenging times, difficult times with their children, with their teenagers, young people in their house. They could just use some prayer right now, an encouraging prayer.
Well, let's pray right now for the parents that are struggling, and also for the parents that have a great relationship with your kids, that will continue. So we're all fishing out the same boat. We all have challenges at different times. Some of our kids are, like I said, were a little tougher when they were younger, but then as they're older, they're it's great, or vice versa. So either way, let's just pray today for wisdom in all we do. So, God, we thank you today for the parents out there. I know that parents are under attack like never before, because some of us do not know how to fight the battle that Satan has put before our kids. And also, you know, we pray that God gives parents wisdom to discern their kids' friends. I know that friends can be very uplifting, but they can also be very hazardous to our kids. And what happens is the friends, a lot of times, they spend more time with your children than you do, and so they become a bigger influence in your kids' life. So I just pray for wisdom for you today to determine, if there's any of that going on, that you'll have wisdom and how to work through all that. And we pray for families today that can, you know, I know one of the things that really helps us is that at dinner, we always try to meet for dinner every night, and that's a good time to hear what's going on in your kid's life, detect any attitude, see what's happening, and at least you know at dinner you're going to get some knowledge and wisdom about your kids and where they're at today in their life. So we just pray that schedules are cleared, that you're able to make time to sit down and have a meal with your family. And we pray for parents out there all over the nation for boldness to pray with your kids and to just step up together as husband and wife. And if you're a single parent, we pray for wisdom for you. I know that there's a lot of single parents in our nation, and we just pray again for wisdom for parents, single parents, parents all over the nation, that you will gain greater understanding on how to interact with your kids in a godly way. And there's hope for you if you've been feel like that you've been kind of beaten up, or just, hey, every day's a challenge, that with God there's a way. And I just pray for a change to happen in your life right now. And I pray that God will give you an idea of how to connect with your kids and with your family. And, you're building a champion every day yourself. I have my four first and foremost, I have my four kids that I'm wanting them to be champions. coaching has been great, but I'm sure you feel the same way, that with your kids, you want them to be champions in all they do. And so just remember, take one day at a time. I pray for that today, and I pray that all is well in your family. And I pray that you have a wonderful day. The future's bright, and I pray that the past does not beat you up, that the future is bright because you look forward. When we look backwards, we cannot go forward. So I pray that today that it's just a new start for you, and that you're encouraged in all you do, and that you can move forward with your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you very much. My son, Rick Gentry, here on BPN. And if someone wants to contact you about youth ministry, about coaching, about private lessons, about youth ministry, how do they get a hold of you? Do you have a website, Rick?
Yes, you can go out and check out my website. It's CoachGBasketball.net. And I consult schools. I consult businesses. And I'd be happy to help you any way I could. So you can go to my website.
Okay, thank you very much. Great to have my son, Rick Gentry, Vice President of Breakout Prayer Network, on the broadcast today. God bless you. Well, we trust you enjoyed the interview there with my son, Rick Gentry, talking about the family, praying for the family. We're going to do some more praying. I want to remind you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air at this time or any time, 24 hours a day, around the clock, around the globe. If you'd like to make a contribution to this network, Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and there's a donate button. And you can click on the donate button, use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, mail a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. Father, I just pray that you'll speak to people about supporting this broadcast, making a one-time contribution or making a monthly contribution here to BPN Radio, to Breakout Prayer Network. We're so thankful for those that are listening, and we pray that you will speak to them about sowing a seed into this broadcast. Well, it's a delight to have you listening on BPN Radio, and we would remind you that if you have a prayer request, you need to send it to bpnradio.com. There is a place for you to send a prayer request, and you just go to the bpnradio.com. You submit that request, and we'll be praying for you, because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Father, I just set myself in agreement with Rick Gentry, praying for the family. We know that Satan is out to destroy the family in this nation, to bring division, to conquer the family. We know that Abraham Lincoln said, where there's strong families, there'll be a strong nation. He also said, where there's weak families, there'll be weak nation. And so that our nation, Lord, we know has been weakened. There are so many illegitimate children that are now growing up, and these seeds are now growing up into a major harvest of violence and unrest, unforgiveness, hatred, bitterness. And so we pray right now in Jesus' name for the family. We ask for help. We pray, Father God, for those young people that do not know who their father is, do not know where their father is. And many of them have grown up in a one-parent family. We know it's called the new norm in America, where 42% of the children in our nation live in a one-parent home without most of the time without a father, sometimes without a mother. And we pray right now in Jesus' name here on BPN Radio. We pray, Lord, for these young people that are growing up in just a one-parent family. We pray, Lord, for mothers that their husbands left them, or maybe they were never married, but they bore some man's child and do not know where he's at. But they're having to bear the responsibility of raising a family, training their children, supporting them, sometimes with two jobs. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. We ask, O God, for your help and your guidance and direction in the name of Jesus for these mothers. We pray, Lord, for these unwed mothers, that you would minister to them. We pray for young ladies that are pregnant and they're considering an abortion. We pray in Jesus' name that they will reconsider that option in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for the women listening today that have had abortions and they carry the guilt or the shame or the depression, the condemnation of that. We pray for them in Jesus' name. We pray for every family. We pray for mothers and fathers that are having challenges with their children, with their teenagers in particular. We pray that you would give them wisdom and discernment in training their children in the way they must go. And in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, we pray for young people today that may be serving God, but they live in a home where Christ is not the centerpiece of the family. We pray for them, that you would minister to them in Jesus' name. We pray for the American family right now in the name of Jesus, for every father, every mother, every son or daughter. We pray for peace among siblings today in Jesus' name. We pray that there would be peace in homes, in the family. We pray for families that are filled with anger and bitterness and stress and unforgiveness. And there's so many, many families today that are filled with unforgiveness. And maybe the father is gone and the mother is has talked to the kids about their father in ways that they should not be talking to them about. There's a lot of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. So we pray for forgiveness in the home, and we pray for people in the family today that have made mistakes concerning their marriage, made mistakes concerning the raising of their children. There's a lot of parents today, Father, that we pray for, that they have that their children are up and gone, and maybe away from home, maybe away from God. All sorts of things have happened. Maybe some of them are on drugs, maybe some in prison, and they just have a lot of unforgiveness toward themselves. We pray for them today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, there's a group called Sanctus Real that I have ministered with before. Fine group of young men. They're going to sing a song here called Forgiven. I trust the Holy Spirit will minister to you today as they sing.
Me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know.
middle of the night. And I struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been. But here in your arms, I know what I am. Well, forgive me. Yeah. I forgive me. And I don't have to carry the weight of who I've been. Cause I'm forgiven. When I don't fit in, and I don't feel like I belong anywhere. When I don't measure up to much in this life, oh, I'm a treasure in the arms of Christ.
Sanctus Real, and I'm forgiven. You're on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I'm so thankful that that we don't have to carry the weight, the burden of what we've been, what we have done in Jesus' name. If I hadn't done that, if I hadn't done this, but we declare in Jesus' name that we are forgiven, and I'm thankful. And today, I just want to say a prayer with those of you that you're so difficult on yourself because of things that have happened in your past, things, mistakes that you've made. If I hadn't have done this, if I hadn't have said that, I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you here on this Monday in Jesus' name, that you would receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit and say, I do forgive myself. You know that God has forgiven you, and you have forgiven other people. But how about just saying, I do forgive myself, Lord. I release myself. I release myself from mistakes that I've made and things that have gone wrong in my life, things I could have done differently, decisions that I could have made more wisely in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I pray for those of you today that are struggling with your marriage. You just struggle with your marriage. And you sense that your husband doesn't love you anymore. And it's not the way it was in days gone past. And you live a life that you dream about, that could have been, should be, but you're unfulfilled in your marriage. I pray, because you feel like your husband doesn't love you, and I pray for you. I pray for those men that you feel like there's nothing left in your marriage, and maybe other women at work or on the job are more appealing to you. I pray for you that you'll be faithful to your wife, and I pray that you will be faithful to your marriage vows in Jesus' name. And the Bible said that we are to be happy with the wife of our youth, that we are to be fulfilled with her at all times. So I pray for marriages that are going through difficult times, difficult situations. I pray for men today whose wives maybe over the years since you've gotten married have gained weight, Maybe your wife is overweight and you look at some other women that are so physically fit. I pray for you right now. I pray in Jesus' name that you would love your wife regardless, for better, for worse. That's what the marriage vow said. In Jesus' name. And I do pray for people that are struggling with their weight. Many of them have been successful. Many of you have been successful in days past, but it's seemingly like you have lost the battle and maybe given up losing weight. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I know that the physical is important, but the person on the inside is more important. And may we not judge ourselves physically, but may we judge ourselves more by what is on the inside. I do know that man looks on the outward appearance, but we know that God looks upon the heart. And the main thing is we need to keep our heart right, our spirit right, our attitudes right. And I just pray in Jesus' name for those of you that may be struggling with your weight today. And I just ask God to give you grace. And I believe there's a season for all things, and this may not be the season to go into some type of weight loss program. And so I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that you will determine, I'm going to be happy regardless of how much I weigh, how less I weigh, how much more I weigh or less I weigh. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to love myself. And I'm going to see myself as a wonderful person. So I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. And I pray for those of you today that in your family you're having some financial difficulties. Maybe a loss of job or loss of pay or maybe a decrease in pay. And you just say, wow, I'm just having some financial struggles. And someone has said there's no struggle, there's no stress, there's no pressure like financial pressures. And you can't pay your bills and you need money to buy food and pay your rent or your house payment, whatever it may be. I pray for you right now. I set myself in agreement with you in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, for your finances. I pray for financial blessings to be upon your life in Jesus' name. For those of you that are unfulfilled in your work, maybe your pay is good, but you're just not fulfilled in what you're doing that may not be your passion. And you go to work every day unhappy, come home unhappy because, or maybe the better word is unfulfilled because you're not doing what you feel like you were born to do, created to do. I know the dream of life is that you get to do what's in your heart and you get paid for it. So I pray for you in Jesus' name that you will get to do what is in your heart and you'll get paid for it. If you're not there right now, then you'll get there. In due season, and you'll begin to work toward that, knowing that everything is a process of time. I pray for you this morning, this afternoon, or tonight, whenever you're listening to this BPN broadcast, that you will be able to do what is in your heart, that passion, whatever that is that makes you tick. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Amen and amen. Why don't you just take time right now just to pray the will of God be done in your life as Todd Mooring plays some background music, some worship music. Just pray the will of God be done. Would you do that right now? I'll set myself in agreement with you. Thank you. You know, I love to pray. I love to pray with people here on VPN Radio because I know the power of prayer. I know what prayer can do, and I do believe it works. And if Satan can ever deceive you into believing that, hey, my prayers are not getting through anywhere, they're not making a difference, then that is a very sad day if you ever come to that conclusion. Because you must know that God loves you, and the Bible says that his eyes upon the righteous, his ears are open to their prayers, their cries. And so I know in Jesus' name that the Lord is hearing and answering your prayer. So I set myself in agreement that the will of God is going to be done in your life. The will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done in you, your marriage, your family, in Jesus' name. And it may appear that your son and daughter has no interest in spiritual things. But what you need to do is you just need to believe that God is going to give you a word for your son or your daughter. He's going to give you a word. When our son Rick, who's been on the broadcast today, was a little bit wayward in the direction that we felt like he should be going, we began to pray for him and intercede for him. And one day my wife Jean said, you know, Dale, I just see Rick working with us in the ministry. And so we begin to declare, even though that was not happening in the realm of the natural, we begin to pray in the realm of the supernatural that that would take place. And we begin to declare and speak it. You know, we can speak those things that are not as though they already were. The Bible said that we're justified by the words of our mouth, condemned by the words of our mouth. We just begin to say there'll come a day that our son Rick will work with us in the ministry. And it took a little while for that to happen, but it did happen. And over the years, Rick has worked with us in the ministry. And at one time, we had offices right across the hall from each other. His name, Rick Gentry, on the door. My name, Dale Gentry, Pastor Dale Gentry, on the door. Dreams really do come true. That's why you can dream. So I just pray in Jesus' name that God will give you a word concerning your son or your daughter, give you a word, and you'll begin to speak that word, regardless of circumstances or situations, you'll begin to speak that word into existence. So I pray for you now in Jesus' name. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. Remember, we're calling for 1,000 prayer leaders, and if you already have a prayer group, why don't you just go to bpnradio.com, go down to 1,000 prayer leaders, and be a part of our prayer network. And if you're already doing have a prayer group, and we will include you in the weekly prayer request that we send out every Monday. If you say, I want to have a prayer group, and all you have to do is just get some people together and have a weekly prayer meeting. It may be in your home. It may be for a neighborhood. It may be on a college, university campus. It may be in a church. It may be in a funeral home. It may be in a business. I don't know. Wherever you can find a place to pray, and then you go and fill out that form, if you will, on bpnradio.com, those 37 or so prayer leaders. You can join them, and pretty soon we'll have 1,000. Good to have you listening in today. We're going to be back tomorrow at the same time, and actually anytime here on BPN Radio. Thanks for praying with me today. Have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.